Okay, with revaluations, just a couple of things I wanted to mention here, really. Number one, don't forget that even revalued items get depreciated. I know it's obvious to some of you, but a lot of students that I teach actually forget this. They think that it's just constantly revalued and so no need for depreciation. They still get depreciated. And so therefore, generally on a straight line, it means that once something's been revalued, the depreciation figure changes because you need to take that higher figure divided by the number of years left. So always depreciate revalued assets. And the second thing I just wanted to mention is always keep the useful economic life and the residual value up to date. So if the examiner mentions that the useful economic life expected of it has changed, change your depreciation rate. Similarly, if he mentions that the residual value has changed, change your depreciation charge. Okay, it's a prospective charge. Don't go changing past periods. You only change the current period and therefore the future periods as well. And then finally, the revaluation question that's below here, these revaluations where it goes revalue upwards and then downwards or vice versa, they can be tricky. They really can. So make sure you check out the video.